The readings for today's feast are very appropriate, and of course you should have your own books so you can read them. If you don't, you know, each one is responsible for his own end. Are very appropriate because it is the feast of a very great bishop of the church who is responsible for having converted a whole nation. And it is a feast of Saint Remigius, or also known as Saint Remy. As a young man, when he was very learned, but he was just 21 years old when he was consecrated bishop of the city of Reims in France, which is the patriarchal city of France. And of course it is also where the kings of France are buried. And even though he was 21, 22, it's not certain, but either way, it was not any more than that. Saint Remigius took the plow at hand and began to convert and convert and convert the nobles and so forth. Of course, luckily he had the alliance of the very famous and very holy Saint Clotilde, the Queen of France, of the Franks, as they were known then. And she, with others, helped him to found many churches, cathedrals, and monasteries, and so forth, and to consecrate other bishops himself. In the meantime, finally, at the end of the 6th century, he was able to, somehow or other, convince the king himself, Clovis, great king of the Franks, great king and starter of the French monarchy, to be baptized. And so he baptized him, and along with him, 3,000 other Frenchmen. And so, as such, it is that France gets the title of the first daughter of the church. It is the first nation as a whole that was baptized and became Catholic. So, Saint Remigius is granted this gift. If you are going up to the Basilica of Our Lady at Lourdes, right at the bottom, on the left-hand side, is a beautiful statue. And I remember looking up, going up to it and saying, who is this very wonderful and royal bishop? And then I saw there Remigius, Saint Remigius, who is the one who baptized France. So in a very special way today, we pray to him to rebaptize France, which has fallen astray into all kinds of evils, from the top to the bottom, from one side to the other, and to also invoke the assistance of Saint Clotilde and all the other great French saints, including, of course, another one who we will celebrate this week, Saint Thérèse de la Sainte Face de l'Enfant Jésus of Lisieux, and all the other great French saints whom we venerate and whom we pray to for our own well-being and conversion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.